You know that trade war thingy? Well, it just got a bit more complicated. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 29th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again. The International House of Pancakes is at it again. Think the letter P. Lordstown, Ohio is back in the news. Still waiting for your Galaxy Fold? You might have to wait a bit longer. California is on track to put earplugs on smart speakers. Consumers, that would be you. We are optimistic about the economy and why that should worry us. It's the summer travel season, and you have named your favorite airline. Don't worry, we'll share. Those stories and more, and we go out to lunch with the state director for AARP Iowa, Brad Anderson. Some amazing things on the horizon for all of Iowa. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion. Human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. That's IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me on Twitter as well. I'm at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Programming note, we're trying something a bit different. When we were in Florida last week, we noticed that when we put the broadcast up earlier, we had many, many more people download and listen. So we're going to switch up some things here for the next foreseeable couple of weeks and just see how this works. I'm going to hit you up with the business news before 5 o'clock, and then you can follow our Twitter posts for the latest information about Wall Street. Why not, right? Well, investors signaled concern today as the Dow opened down by more than 150 points, and the blame is being placed on the ongoing trade war with China. Early this morning, China signaled they were ready to hit back at the U.S. with their own salvo. What might that be? Well, speculation is that it might very well be rare earth. No, not the band, but what might rare earth be? Well, rare earths are a group of 17 chemical elements used in everything from high-tech consumer electronics to military equipment. Cut down on the supply, and the producers in China could see a sharp increase in their share prices. And guess what? It's just Wednesday. As the day rolled on, the Dow continued to sink. About a year ago, IHOP faked a name change in a publicity stunt, and it looks like the International House of Pancakes is at it again. Yesterday, the company tweeted yet another change, asking its Twitter followers, "What could the P be?" Find out on June 3rd. Well, last year, the company said it would be changing its name to IHOB with a B at the end. That was in an attempt to promote its burgers. But they later admitted it was just a stunt to promote a new line of burgers, and it sort of worked. So what could the P mean? Well, some fans believe the P could stand for pizza. IHOP recently introduced a pancake pizza mashup named for February's National Pizza Day. The promotion, which was available in select cities for just one day, came in three flavors: original buttermilk, bacon, and cheddar and cupcake. Pizza and IHOP. See what you learn here? Last year, when GM announced it was closing the Lordstown plant in Ohio and killing off 1,600 jobs, President Trump made a big deal out of trying to sway the direction of GM CEO Mary Barra in cost-cutting and pressuring her to reopen the plant or to sell it. Well, this spring, GM started negotiations with a little-known company called Workhorse, which manufactures electric vehicles, mostly trucks. Well, anxious to play to the politics of the moment, the president tweeted that GM and Workhorse were in talks and that jobs would be saved in Lordstown, which, by the way, is an important state in the 2020 election. But, and you knew there would be one, it ain't a done deal. The new venture, whose name remains secret, exists almost entirely on paper. Headed by the founder and former chief executive of Workhorse, Steve Burns, the business would have to raise at least $300 million to get Lordstown running again. In addition, according to the New York Times, Workhorse is barely hanging on. It had just under $3 million in cash at the end of March. Suppliers have demanded payment in advance before filling orders, and the company has repeatedly sought high-cost loans from hedge funds. But investors were quick to pounce on the news, and Workhorse's shares tripled, closing on the day of the announcement at $2.65 a share. A little more than a week earlier, the company had been selling nearly 4 million shares in a follow-on offering to investors at just 74 cents each today. The stock was trading between $1.67 and $1.73 a share. Well, it's been more than a month since Samsung announced a delay in its launching of its Galaxy Fold, and we still don't have a new release date. A few weeks ago, the company said a date would be announced in the coming weeks, but there has been no official update since then. Now, Korean media outlets like Yonhap and the Korea Herald report, based on anonymous industry sources, that the flexible device won't be launched until a month later. The FCC deadline for Samsung to either cancel pre-orders for the nearly $2,000 device or obtain consent for the delay is this Friday. And it doesn't seem like we'll be seeing anything official before then, so stay tuned. In a related story, Apple has won a patent for a foldable screen that could be used on iPhones and other devices. The patent granted yesterday by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office describes an electronic device with a display and cover that are flexible or bendable. Companies, including Apple, often patent ideas that never come to fruition, and the item described in an application doesn't necessarily have to be feasible for the patent to be granted. The application was filed back in January of last year and is among a series of patent applications Apple has made around the idea of a foldable display. So how do we know all this? Well, Apple was the first to report that the patent had been granted. Staying on technology for just a moment, yesterday afternoon, California lawmakers embraced new privacy rules for consumers who purchase smart speakers like Amazon's Alexa and the Google Home device. The legislation is designed to ensure the devices won't record private conversations without permission. The proposed law passed on a bipartisan vote in the state assembly, even as it faced strong opposition from the technology industry. It now heads to the Senate in California for consideration this summer. Assembly Bill 1395 would require manufacturers of smart speakers, which would include voice command systems built into tablets and mobile phones, to obtain permission from the consumer before the device saves recordings of commands or conversations it hears. It would create an opt-in system for consumers to consent even when the device hears certain trigger words designed to alert it to take action. Technology companies, along with the California Chamber of Commerce, well, they oppose the measure. Well, good news, consumers are digging the economy. I mean, really digging it. The problem is that consumers, that would be us, tend to be overly optimistic at the top of a market cycle. In other words, the high levels of confidence on Main Street may signal tough times on Wall Street, and that trend may already be in play as stocks pull back because of trade war concerns. In addition, if consumers are at a maximum confidence, that spells maximum prices. Why? Well, because retailers can take advantage of the sentiment, or so it would seem. However, all of this measurement of consumer confidence was done in advance of the recent set of tariffs imposed by the U.S. on China and the resulting hit from China onto the United States. We just share that with you just in case you've run out of stuff to be worried about. Well, we're ramping up the summer travel season, and experts say a record number of travelers will be taking to the skies to get to their vacation destination. This is all happening at a time when several airlines are struggling with the grounding of the Boeing MAX 737s and word that the administration may be sending TSA workers to the southern border for what's been called, quote, undetermined work, end quote. But never mind all that. You have spoken, and J.D. Power has listed your favorite airlines. The annual study looked at nearly 6,000 passenger responses, and the number one airline in the nation, according to this survey, is Alaska Airlines. Oh, really? The Seattle-based company scored 801 points out of 1,000, beating out Delta, which scored 788 points, and American Airlines at 764 points. If you're looking for low-cost airlines, the top two, according to the survey, was JetBlue and Southwest. They tied for the top spot in that category. By the way, this is Southwest's third year as a passenger low-cost favorite. And we thought this was interesting. Uber drivers, often driving as a side hustle, have another side hustle opportunity. According to the Wall Street Journal, Uber drivers are making extra cash working for house flippers. Drivers are being recruited through apps like Deal Machine to scout on a company's behalf for dilapidated properties, scouring the gentrified suburbs of cities like Atlanta and Chicago in their downtime. The trend points to the institutionalization of house flipping, once the domain of amateur investors and now dominated by companies. Wow. See what you can learn here by listening each and every day. And to do that, why not subscribe to our daily podcast news headlines? You can do that on any number of podcast platforms. Just Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we should be right there. You know, each week I take a thought leader out to lunch, and you get to listen in on our business conversation. This week, my guest is Brad Anderson from AARP Iowa. Now, before you turn this off, I got to tell you, this organization of over 370,000 members is undertaking several projects that should impact you and your family, no matter your age. First up, three questions for Brad. We call that segment Quick Bites. And then we dig into lunch at our host location, Trostel's Dish. Click through for Out to Lunch with the Business News Hour.